the movie industry is recognizing that the pandemic will alter their business in 2021, even as vaccines begin to spread. Warner Brothers says every movie released next year, every single one, will be available to stream on HBO Max the same day the movie shows up in theaters. It's a workaround for theaters that closed or had to reduce their capacity. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, this is going to cause long-term effects in Hollywood.
There's something awakening in my mind. I can't control it.
The plan works like this. The same day Dune comes out in theaters, you'll be able to watch it on HBO Max for a month. After that, the movie will get pulled from the service while it continues to show in theaters. Other Warner Brothers movies slated for 2021 include the Space Jam sequel A New Legacy, the Sopranos prequel The Many Saints of Newark, and the movie adaptation of Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights.
You probably never heard my name. Reports of my fame are greatly exaggerated.
These are the types of movies theaters subsist on. In a statement, Adam Aron, CEO and president of AMC Entertainment, said Warner is sacrificing profitability to, quote, subsidize its HBO Max startup. Warner Brothers CEO Ann Sarnoff framed it as a win-win, saying in a statement that no one wants films back on the big screen more than we do, but we have to balance this with the reality that most theaters in the U.S. will likely operate at reduced capacity throughout 2021. Warner Brothers says this setup is supposed to last a year, but exhibitor relations box office analyst Carrie Bible doesn't see that happening, especially as other studios like Disney up their streaming game.
I think now that Warner Brothers is going this way, I think it's just a matter of the dominoes keep falling down.
Bible says that beyond the beleaguered status of movie theaters, there's also a question of transparency. Box offices report how much money a movie makes, and you can glean from those numbers how many people saw that movie. Streaming services are much tighter-lipped.
There are stockholders, there are agents, there are performers, there are managers. There's all sorts of people for whom those numbers are important to their bottom line and really their currency.
So it's not just that the game is changing, but the scoreboard is too. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.